This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Much appreciation to the man, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, for joining us all last hour, as he always does on a Tuesday. Always a blast to catch up with the homie. Great thoughts.
Big ones.
I'm not to say that he has ever had bad thoughts.
Oh, sure. He's coming here with some bad ones.
Name one.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, but I was very intrigued, and maybe I was just happy to. Sometimes it is about just hearing what you want to hear from somebody you respect. Maybe that's what it's about, because I was like, yeah, someone else with me on this left field Altuve thing.
Yeah.
Well, but again, I'm reserving judgment till we get the fellas out there to West Palm Beach, Sean and Seth, next week.
Next week.
And a Spo. That's also very important. Baseball Spo out there. Next week, appreciation to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending our fellas out there for a little spring baseball, see what's happening with the team. So I'm excited for that, and for them to give me a little, give me some ideas of what they're seeing with Altuve at left.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. Also, you can have some boots on the ground in Vegas as long as you're listening to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. An hour each day is your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest, where you'll have an opportunity. You and three friends, in fact, will head to Vegas to stay at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas and enjoy the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim as part of the Ultimate College Basketball Championship. Plus, you'll have 20 grand, 20 G's in your pocket to help you to spend while you're in Sin City. So make sure you're on the Odyssey app listening that way. An hour each day to Sports Radio 610 for a chance to win. We want our winner to come from the great city of Houston, or at least from our listenership here on Sports Radio 610. Do any of these likely free agents intrigue you in the NFL space for your Houston Texans? That is the question we are asking here because, we're about a month out from free agency hitting.
It's kind of starting to ramp up now that the tag season is here.
Yes, exactly. You know? Teams are starting to now really contend with what their roster looks like right now. Who are the guys that they're going to have to, you know, say goodbye to? I think we all agree to the idea that there's no one that you would even consider franchise tagging outside of like Stephon Diggs, and that doesn't even seem reasonable. And I guess before we even get there, why don't we talk about the free agents that you have on this team right now, your roster, before you start looking at free agents outside. Do any of the free agents that you have right now, or that are, you know, are free agents for you, are any of them must keeps for you?
Okay, so let me go through the list, and you and the listeners and Figgy.
Are we about to do a segment called reading?
Well, naming.
Okay, very good, very good. Fair enough.
I mean, it's an easy yes or no. Does it intrigue you? Is it a must have? Is it whatever? Stephon Diggs, we've dug into. I think we all have kind of established that, you know, if we can, yes. If it's value, yes. If you get someone else, you still have to deal with the dead cap hit. So just a quick yay or nay on Stephon Diggs.
I would like Stephon Diggs, but I feel like it's going to take a while to get there. I think he wants to test his market. I would want him to test his market. And according to SpoTrack, which is not the end-all, be-all, but his average market value is about 13.5, which seems like it's reasonable. I feel like you maybe can find some level of answers for cheaper.
Yeah, and but, speaking of B. Scott, he brought up Christian Kirk.
Yeah, but I would like him to return, but I'm not willing to say that that's a must return on Stephon himself.
Yeah, I got the same exact answer. Like, for the right price, maybe, but I'm looking elsewhere for right now.
Yeah, unless I'm even beyond...
unless he wants to return right. for a good deal.
I'm beyond just like maybe. I would like him back.
Of course.
But I just...
Value.
I feel like they're... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let me go through these a little quicker, and spoiler alert. One, maybe two at most of the Texans.
You got one in a possible?
One in a possible.
Are you a space player?
No,
that's a no.
Nah, no,
that's
no,
a
no,
no, no. That's a no.
Too damn space, long player,
space players don't go. Space players either say yes,
all right,
or they immediately challenge you to a game with bravado.
We ain't ask you if you know how to play.
Spades ain't a game where you half ass it at all.
Well, let me answer now. For about 10 years, I was that guy.
Oh, okay.
About
all right.
10 years, and then it just sort of faded away. Like I
would. Wow. So why was you stumbling over the answer then?
He didn't want to be challenged. That's what he knows what it is.
I was like, oh yeah, every time. but not. It's been a while. That's
sorry,
why, that's
I don't want to continue to move away from the point because I want to talk Texas.
No, we can
here,
talk space.
But this makes me think who at the station is a good spades player. Well, just keep that in the back of your mind.
Right.
We'll keep that. I'll kind of
so one and a possible for me that I would even keep. So I'm gonna go through them and give
you
me
go
your
on answer. Board. Go on board.
Robert Woods. No.
I don't think you need to bring him back necessarily. He was 7'6". There's no way he
just
commands
jump in,
that.
I'm surprised he made the team.
Yes.
I thought fair. He was going to get cut this year or last year.
Eric Murray?
Eric Murray's interesting. I think he covered himself.
He lasted longer than I thought, too, man. That was a Bill O'Brien special right there.
Mario Edwards is my one.
That's your one?
I think so. Fits the system. Good season. I don't think he's going to be expensive.
He made 1.6 this past year, 1.6 mil at the age of 31. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still relative.
He's got 2-3 years.
Yeah, he's still got some time, and I think he played pretty damn well for you.
And interestingly, Foley is my possible. He's another free agent.
Yeah, and you spent a little bit more on him. He was a $5 million guy.
I think he might get an offer.
That's fair. That's fair. He might get an offer. Mm-hmm. And it feels like that's the place where you're looking to kind of add. Especially if you can add like a high level player. We were just talking about this with B. Scott before he walked out of the studio. I think that interior defensive line is still something that they're definitely going to address on draft night in April. I just don't know how high because there's a large pool of them. It was Daniel Jeremiah saying that at defensive tackle, he has 24 guys that he believes to be starter caliber versus 12 in, I think, last year.
Yeah.
The tough part about that is, there's a lot of guys that are starter caliber, but that feels like that's on the level of Foley and Mario and those guys. But it feels like you would really love to possibly get somebody who's a level higher, and I don't know that you have a lot of those.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now you had a great rotation of guys that were starter caliber. Maybe it wouldn't be bad to have one of those types of guys on cost controlled on a rookie deal. I just don't know that you wouldn't want to use premium first round, second round pick on them. I think maybe third round and further is when I open myself up.
And this is one that I might be on an island on, and it's very likely that that Reggie's going to throw a pen at me when I say this. But Dare Ogunbowale, I think I'm good.
On keeping him?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, on not keeping him.
All right,
on
well.
Letting him walk.
All right, yeah. Look. I always knew you was trying to get Nigerians out of here.
No, was that guy?
No, Dare 1.5 is what you were paying him this past season. And I feel like Dare's in a place where he's a 6-year vet.
Mm-hmm.
As a running back, I think people know the game, man. I don't know that there's going to be a situation where someone swoops in and wants to pay Dare a whole bunch of money. I think he serves more value to you as a team than any other value in any other team in the league. Like he's you know, just good culture guy, been here. Kick a little bit. So
I mean, if you get him for 1.6 again,
I'm about
to
say, how much you paying them?
1.6 for 1 year, okay, I'm good.
And that's why I think that you could very easily kind of. Now, of course, the question was, is there anybody you need to have? And I think the answer is, I don't think you need to have Dare.
Yes.
But I think that that's one of those things where it's low enough stakes, and I think he's comfortable here. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he's going to be
special
out here
teams,
taxing or
kicking,
anything.
Backup kicker.
I think that all those things give you a level of comfort to where you probably have.
Neville.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hewitt. I'm good.
Well, this is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Neville Hewitt is on here.
You got to cover tight ends.
Neville Hewitt is on here. Jake Hansen is on here as a restricted free agent. Mm-hmm. Who was the other one? There's another linebacker on here. Oh, that's right. Devin White is on here. Depth at linebacker, I know that that's one of those things where people have talked about, hey, what are the needs of this team? A wide receiver comes up immediately. Interior offensive line is probably before wide receiver. I don't know why I waited on saying that. And interior defensive line pops up as we were talking about. Linebacker is one that's popped up a little bit, and I was like, but depth at linebacker is really needed. And I feel like that's not something where you could just say, hey, we're just going to add all of these in free agency and the draft. Like, I think that you might need to retain some of these guys, and Neville is probably the one that, of those three that I named, that I think I'm most comfortable with. Jake Hansen would be the one at like at a low price, but they just seem like they are very unwilling to play him. If they had another opportunity to play someone else, they did.
I'll let Figgy answer this one. Chris Boyd.
Did he play cornerback? In fact, I was just going to say all these cornerbacks can miss me.
Yeah.
But not only, wasn't he the dude that every time he was kicking off, he was out here picking up yellow flags?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What about Derek Barnett?
Derek Barnett's interesting because I don't know that you'd be able to keep him. Like, even if you wanted to. I think this team might be coming to an interesting inflection point, which is you had a luxury of having a whole bunch of pass rushers that you could rotate in. And with the way that this salary cap is coming together for you this year, I do wonder if you might have to kind of forego some of those luxuries. Derek Barnett might be one of those luxuries.
Yeah.
29, and he definitely was not paid what he was capable of giving you or what he's capable of giving the team next
year. I love his game, but I think it might be time where he's going to look elsewhere.
I would love to have him back. I just I don't know that you have the possibility to on that particular front. Maybe he wants to be here to a point where he's not going to go wild on his market value, but again, according to Spotrac, his market value is 7 when you paid him 2 this past year.
Yeah.
So
MJ Stewart.
All these cornerbacks, man.
Yeah.
All these cornerbacks.
They sound like a bunch of special teamers.
That's what
man.
I'm telling you. Like, maybe,
cornerback depth is something that you needed to figure out.
Maybe
anyways.
Two of these dudes, you're like, yeah, we gotta have him back. You know, them back. Kendrick Green. No.
Yeah, I'm good.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. No. I want to say nobody need to come back.
And that's an unreasonable way of going it. But especially if we're going on the need to come back, he don't need to come back.
Yeah. Miles Bryant?
Doesn't need to come back.
Yeah. Jerry Hughes fits with what you're talking about. And plus, he didn't even play that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like he might be more gettable, though, on
maybe,
a return contract.
Maybe.
That he's a little bit older.
Yeah, nah, I think he good, man.
Jeff Okuda?
Hey, man. Jeff Okuda. I saw Jeff Okuda get on his Ciara with his 1-2 step. Remember when Kevontae Turpin sent him on that 1-2 step?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I thought he was doing a stanky leg.
I'm sorry, fam. You can't
man,
be that.
That's it, man. They tried that experiment.
Irv Smith Jr.
That was a necessity, bringing Irv Smith in. I don't think you need to bring him back, especially when you talk about tight ends. Mm-hmm. The ones that you have accounted for are Dalton, Brevin, Cade, Teagan. You going to put Irv in the mix?
What about Teagan Quatoriano?
Nah, it's been real, man.
The offensive coordinator likes 13 personnel.
He can't even stay on the field, man.
Yeah. And then there's John Weeks.
Gotta. You need it.
You kind of have to at least have him.
Yeah.
Pay him the 1 year and see what happens.
Yeah, he didn't have a bad year or nothing.
Yeah.
And bring him back.
So the point is, like, it's time to upgrade, move on, let guys go that maybe get an extra year on their deal. I would say Foley and Mario Edwards,
which is interesting because again, keeping that kind of rotation of guys that you have in the middle, to a place that you like. But maybe one of those guys, because again, I think you're right in that Foley might be commanding some money, and in the situation you brought him in to give you what you wanted and you need, and you got it. Also, I do wonder how much do you factor in the games that Foley missed. Foley missed quite a few games due to injury here and there throughout the season. So I don't know, like, does that change your, and I guess Mario missed some games due to suspension, I guess, but does that change your outlook on those players at all?
I think, you know, the injuries always come into play, but that's a high leverage position, you know, that if you're going to have some injuries. It also depends on, you know, how bad were the injuries, basically. So it's an interesting spot, you know, with the Texans and the free agents that they have.
Ooh. From the 281, they say the Weeks era is capital O, capital V, capital E, capital R over, with Tucker Addington being added as a reserve future contract. He's a 27-year-old long snapper from Sam Houston State, relatively local.
Well, remember, they brought in somebody to yeah. compete with
No,
him.
It's definitely going to be some competition.
Some competition, but Weeks just finds a way to get that ball back there quickly and never miss. So we'll see.
Another 2-1 mentioning Foley and Edwards are the only guys that they feel like
to bring. That's where I am.
Yeah. It does feel like that. Yeah. It just, I will say, though, I'm always hesitant to be like, no, because you got to fill a roster and you only got so many drafts, draft picks. Was it 6 this year? Obviously, free agency at a wider space will be necessary to get in and like add some pieces. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I'm with you. Like, I don't think that there are ones that are like, there's a lot of ones that like absolutely need to be back besides like the value that you're able to get interior.
It's actually a good position to be in. You build a relationship with you guys, an affinity for, you know, what they've done, and you're kind of cheering for them. But if we're talking, you know, hey, the old football is a business.
It's a business.
It is. There's really two, maybe, that you feel like you have to get back. And Stephon Diggs, interestingly, is not one of them.
And
isn't that something?
That is interesting. How about this on the text line? Because I think we were going to get to like the likely free agents wider.
We can still do that.
We'll save that.
Yeah.
But this is one of those free agents that I think people are interested in because when addressing the interior offensive line, which is one you absolutely need to do, I think a lot of people have gotten very comfortable with the idea of, oh, just go draft one. But first rounders, I think you expect to immediately make an impact on a team. I think that's the way that I view a first round pick. Except interior offense or offensive line in general is one of those places where it's tough to kind of expect that. I think Seth has done a great job kind of detailing how any offensive lineman coming in their first year is kind of still has a long way to go to be in that, or maybe not a long way, but has a way to go to be like a real NFL player at the highest level of what you want. Other positions, maybe not that. So some people think maybe you go in the free agency route and maybe have some addressing of the interior of the offensive line. And one of those names that people would think of is Zach Martin. He's a surefire Hall of Famer from the Cowboys. And somebody texted and said, asked me if I thought Zach Martin was done, if you pay him for like 1 year with that veteran status. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I have to say, I do think that he is relatively... Ooh, I was about to say that in a really disrespectful way. Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to think of the other way that I would say it, and I'm not finding a good way. So understand, I mean this as respectfully as I can say something disrespectful.
Done.
He is cooked product.
Done.
Well done.
He is cooked product done, is the way that I mean, you started seeing that kind of in the year prior, honestly, as well. But this past year, it was not good from Zach Martin.
Yeah. He's not as bad as B. Scott's ribs that he was telling us about.
Yeah, it sounded like he didn't do a great job with the ribs, honestly. And the pride stopped him.
Yeah.
The pride stops him from getting it right.
Text me if you don't want to call.
Or, I mean, you know other people as well.
Yes.
Lopez ain't the only one who know how to make some ribs. But no, I think Zach Martin, like a real supreme leadership guy, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. But I would hate to have another guy that you go, oh, we're going to bring him in. Leadership guy's done it. And he'll come in and do it. And then you come in and you get another guy that maybe is on the backside. Well, definitely on the backside.
The Matt Khalil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't
necessarily. You don't want no Matt Khalil.
Bite your tongue.
That was the more succinct way of saying it, but it's also a triggering way of saying it. So I wasn't going to go there, but you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions. And I have a koozie one I'm sure people will hate. We'll do that next.